Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy herself. I see that my co-host is also in this place, this is Stevie G. We'd just like to thank you for coming out this evening and joining in with us. We have an awesome poet that is going to be the guest for our show. Hopefully we will connect him in very quickly and very soon. I'm going to connect my co-host in at this moment. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight?
Okay. Good evening. Glad to have you here. I do have someone on the air right now, so let me see if this is our featured guest for this evening. Mark, are you there? Call the 201 area code, from the 201 area code.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. We're going to put you back on the air. We were expecting our featured guest to show up, but who am I speaking with?
This is Tony Lorraine Dismukes from Calissa Park, New Jersey.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Pretty good.
You showed up pretty early. Thank you. We are expecting our guest to come in very shortly. Hopefully he will chime in soon. I'm going to put you back on mute until we begin the open mic segment, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We're going to give our featured guest a few moments to chime into the show. Hopefully he will make it in time. Otherwise, the show must go on. And we will start off with a little bit of music and just to get everything rolling here. I'm going to take it soft this evening.
Yeah,
a little bit of Kim.
I had a trying day.
Okay.
Where would I be without you?
Where would I be without you? Where would I go to let it all out? Where would I be? Without you. Ooh. Without you, babe. Where did the sound of love go? Where did you find someone new? And what do I do without you? without you. Go now.
We're back on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. We do have some callers on the line. We're going to connect caller 513 and see if this is our featured guest for the evening. Mark, is this you?
Yeah, it is me.
Caller 513?
Yeah, this is Marco. Oh, dang, I came in that quick.
Is this Mark Nielsen?
No.
Okay.
Hello?
We're going to... Yes, is this Mark?
This is Adrian. Yeah, Marco Adrian.
Okay, Adrian.
I said Adrian.
I'm sorry. Okay, Adrian.
How you doing
okay,
tonight?
Okay, what was... Oh, how are you this evening?
I'm great.
That's great. What, we were expecting our featured guest to tune into the show. They haven't arrived yet. So what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I'm going to go back up to the beginning of the switchboard, and we're just going to kick off the open mic, if you will, because we do not see that our guest is here yet. We normally have our featured guest, and then we jump off the open mic, but since he hasn't arrived, we will just start with the open mic. How about that?
That sounds great to me. You want me to drop something for him, get him warmed up, so when he come in?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell him, brother. Go ahead.
This terrorism on the uprise.
Okay.
Terrorism on the uprise, surprise. Evils in disguise, no lies. Bull's eyes, bullets fly. At who? Me and you, one clue, the brownness of our suit. Born with it out of our mama's womb, we was born to boom, no baboon. Called a coon, stuck in the life of a cartoon, living and seeing the sights of a crescent moon. The way I was played, copper's cold, steel, 9 mm in my face. From my A1 post up off Reading Road, 26 shots from some crooked cops, like those cowards who got the shooting for a rock, blaming America's woes on my youth, drugs, and hip-hop. I'm enacting why they acting, like the elements of what I'm packing ain't what's happening. I thank God for this pigmentation, and how they gonna get to heaven, and they still hating us with greed, trying to ignorize me up on me. Saying that they set us free? My moral common sense won't allow me to let me and mine continue to bleed. I'm on my knees begging, God, please, punish my enemies and burn them at more than 1,000 degrees. Whoever they be, punish you. Take them as you see. Our elementary view is at hand. Time has come for us to stand with a forceful hand and show we know which footprints are in the sand. The black man, terrorism on the uprise.
All right, man.
All right, that's that piece. Right into the brother. We got to give you some love. Say some love.
I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited, man.
No doubt.
Wow, wow. I felt that in my spirit. What's your name, brother, again?
DeMarco Acyon. A-C-Y-Y-I-O-N.
Okay, how can we, if people wanted to connect with you, how can we connect with you?
Well, actually, you know.
You
right
have
now,
a Facebook or MySpace?
Actually, what I do is I like to propagate other people. You know, and teach my stuff, what I know and what I write to my children, so my children can actually recite my poetry. I mean, I will recite it, but at the same time, I'm trying to do it that way where I promote other artists and try to put them on the map, and at the same time, give them that same feeling that you say you had, that spirit, and made you. You know, when you're an artist, I mean, that's what it's about. You know. It's meant to share and to give, and so others can enjoy, because that's what we do as artists.
Absolutely.
Right. But I'm straight out of 513. I'm representing, you know, good happiness.
Well, you sure did represent.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's a no doubting. I've been doing this since I've been, you know, like 7, 8 years old. So, you know. I started out with, you know, a poem called Red. Can I recite that right quick?
Oh, go ahead. We got time.
This is my very first poem that I ever wrote. I was like in the sixth grade, you know. And actually, I didn't win the talent show, but I came in second because, you know, it was this female named Pamela. She was well-respected. You know, we were intelligent little kids in our school. But, and we hit the auditorium packed because that's what school was all about, you know, togetherness and family and this and that. Anyway, I came in second place, and I knew I was going to come in second place after I heard her sing because, you know,
all
that's
right,
how artists think. Artists see an artist as an artist. This is red.
Oh.
Red is a sunset blazing and bright. Red is a feeling brave with all your might. Red is a sunburn spot on your nose, and sometimes red can be a red, red rose. Red squiggles out when you cut your hand. Red can be a brick or a rubber band. Red is the hot that you get inside when you're embarrassed and you want to hide. Firecracker, fire engine, fire flicker red. And when you are angry, red runs through your head. Red is the Indian, a Valentine heart. Red can be the trimming on a circus cart. Red is a show-off, no doubt about it. But can you imagine living without it? You know, that was the very first, you know, poem.
All right, man, that was good.
Well, we got the switchboard lighting up here. We got some callers. But we certainly appreciate you coming through. We hope you hang out with us and come back with a little bit more. But we're going to take the next caller, and we love you and appreciate you again.
513.
Well done, Acyon. Well done, bro.
Okay, we're going to take caller 201. We know you were patiently waiting, and we just appreciate your patience with us, and we would like for you to come on and share with us and the listeners what you have for us.
Okay, tonight I'm going to do a poem that I wrote in behalf of Maya Angelou. I really do like her. I guess we all do like her. And it's called One of Your Own. I'll go ahead and spit it. I'll speak the truth, this here's no lie. It's based on facts, a view from eyes. In all hearts, there's a heartfelt truth. perpetrated by the government's plan, the white supremacy laws, and now it's you. Do you see what I do, or will you disown? It hurts the most when it's one of your own. It started with the slavery of young black men, taking young black women by harsh white men, made to pick cotton, tobacco by hand, taken from their own homes to a new land. Women raped, men hung and beaten, justified as slaves until Abraham listened, freed the slaves, no longer to pawn. It hurts the most when it's one of your own. Still in the grips of the devil's hatred, when blacks bought and built, the laws didn't protect them. Though they worked hard, their own lands, their own farms, envy and hate followed them long, fought in two wars but never acknowledged, built bridges when asked, the white man's accomplishment, performed open-heart surgery, years ahead in chemistry too, the builders of the American dream, the pioneers of truth, who too have forgotten who gives, who brought, who takes, or who loans. It hurts the most when it's one of your own. Growing up, young black girls see the commercials. You have dark skin, dark eyes, and your hair ain't flowing. Big hips, big lips, with big hearts too. Where lays the love when they don't look like you? Growing up, young black boys are taught from the start. Young black girls, their future women, hold no value at all. Pick by pick, help breaking apart, the breaking of self, the breaking of heart. Big black houses, big black cars, big black afros with big black scars. Big black afros, big black boned, big black future, big blackest unknown. Big black noses with big black feet, big black plans, big blackest lease. The difference so big it makes one moan, but it hurts the most when it's one of your own. All that we've been through, all bred through spawn. The they are now we, and the difference is strong. We don't stick together, it's we don't like. Comparing our hair, skin, and clothing, comparing our life. If your hair looks like this, if your skin looks like that, if you live over there, what, he's got a white wife? Forgetting who paved the way with blood before we were born. It hurts the most when it's one of your own. To understand God's rainbow of color is blessed as we are. To embrace all our beauty is to reach for the stars. There are no comparisons, no, there are no comparisons with the creator of all. United we stand, divided we fall. Can we continue to live out this ignorance? Can we continue to live out sheer strife? Can we continue to be part of the hatred which snuffs out human life? Will we rise as a greater? Will we rise as above? Will we see all we could be if we rise in love? Do you see what I do? I pray I'm not alone. Just the thought that I'm thinking, not here to pick at bones. Be part of the solution. Be love in every tone. Give more than you've been given. Stand in we and not just one. The proof is how we're living. The truth is plainly shown. You agree? You just like me? I'm one of your own.
Ooh, that was really good. What's your name again?
My name is Tony DeSue.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate it.
What was your name again, ma'am? My name is Tony DeSnooks. I go under the writing name of TL DeSam Designs. You can connect with me on Facebook where my catalog is, or either the House of Tony on MySpace. My son was murdered in 2007, so I started a nonprofit organization just to help out with the community or help out over the map. What we do is we get the word to the wise, and we also actually give short real-life stories that air 4 months, you know, for 4 months, predicated on real-life issues and things of that nature where, you know, people can come in and they can get some answers solved to situations. And that's about it. But Michelle, thank you so much.
Poetic E. Write us up there.
You know, you have my support, Tony, and we will definitely talk. Remember, I wanted you to come and be a featured guest because I feel like a lot of people can use and relate and can relate to what you're doing, your cause, and I really, really enjoy having you recite that piece. Thank you so much.
Tony, are you in the chat room at all right now?
Basically, I'm not in the chat room. I just figured I would just listen to the rest of the show by phone and just really check out the vibe and everything. It's really nice.
We really like
Yes, people are loving on you in the chat room. Powerful piece. She's ripping it. This piece is tight. Yes, it's excellent, excellent. So you're getting a lot of love for that piece because it definitely is a powerful piece, and we certainly appreciated it.
And I thank you too, ma'am. You guys take care. Have a good night.
Have a good night. We're going to take next caller. Caller from the
925
area code. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Charvay Joshua.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, what you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to do a piece called Agony's Lover.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Agony's Lover. Sitting next to the shore of my tears, watching my dreams float by, I sink in my wanting, slowly succumbing to dissolving inspiration. You sit next to me smiling, big-voiced in the telling of your mind. My creativity crumbles under the weight of your self-absorption. My visions and aspirations scream for freedom, but I can't find the key. I want to go back to sitting next to the shore of my dreams where I watched myself pull in, but once again, over again, again within, I remain unsatisfied. On the outside, I sort of smile. Which part of me do you see? Why can't you see me? Why can't you unlimit love me, hug me, be my friend, open up, let me in? Instead, you leave me all alone while holding my hand. You kiss my lips even though I'm not there. You stare into my eyes searching for more to steal. You make love to me although I lay somewhere else, staring out a window, watching myself walk by. This woman and I wave at each other. One waves hello, the other waves goodbye. The end. Thank you.
All right. We certainly appreciate it. And that was called
Agony's Lover.
Agony's Lover. We love that piece. That was nice. How can people reach you if they wanted to connect with you?
You can reach me on Facebook, Charvay Joshua.
Okay.
And I'm on.
How do you spell that?
C H A R V as in Victor E T J O S H U A.
Okay.
Wow,
I would never guess.
Powerful, sister, powerful.
Thank
well,
you.
We do have a lot of calls, and we hope you can hang out a little bit longer if you can. But if not, we always hear every week. So we're going to take the next caller. Thank you again for reciting that piece.
Okay, thank you for
caller from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic D and CVG. What do you have for us this evening?
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Smith-Jordan from Long Island, New York. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing
CBG
good.
CBG's from the group.
Yes. Exactly.
Who's that?
I just want to read, like, a short little poem that I had wrote a while ago. It's called
okay.
I'm All F***ed Out. It goes like this. Baby heart, baby, how are you all freaked out? When last night you didn't even open your mouth. You look at me, and I looked at you. I was wondering what to do. You say you feeling me. I say I'm feeling you. So why are you saying you all freaked out? Is it because I put it in my mouth? You just remember that. So now you want to step back. Look, listen, and feel. My body's yearning for that touch. Come on, baby, and bust that nut. Why are you shaking from my touch? If you're not into this, who is the next miss? Because you just don't dismiss. Just throw it in the bag and watch all the fuss. For sure, this is the last stand. My friend, my partner, so it was, said, you are all freaked out, so let's go to bed. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We enjoyed that.
Cindy, don't go nowhere. nowhere yet. We got to show you some love. Miss Cindy, I'm so glad you came out to the show.
I wouldn't miss it.
Thanks for coming out. We appreciate you dropping that piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to keep it moving. We realize things happen, and apparently our guest is not here, our featured guest. Maybe something came up, but the show must go on, and I'm going to recite a piece here, a piece that I'm performing this weekend on the show. Then after this, we'll take a brief intermission and continue with the show. But here's my piece. It's entitled Infinitely Deep. I prepared my body like it was his Thanksgiving Day feast. I wanted to make sure that he would touch everything on the plate and ensure that his devour of me wouldn't cease. I took extra care of the breasts and made sure that they were nice and juicy and tender to the touch and glazed with some of that pineapple honeysuckle stuff. I adorned each nipple with the pitmint cherry because he told me that he loved them and wanted to bob for them, and afterwards warmed my nipples with the heat from the fold of his tongue, tickling and teasing them until my heart was merry. I doused my entire body with apple marmalade, trailed down to the dip in my navel. I plucked everything from the Central Garden and placed the setting with mounds of butterscotch pudding because he said that it was his favorite kind and he hadn't had any in a long time. The legs and thighs didn't go without being glazed and smooth to the touch for him to easily pick them up and hold them into position and bring our special night into fruition. I couldn't let my toes down. I glazed them all with an exotic glaze of purple passion fruit, and he licked them from the big toe to the little toe. And it was so. True love had been announced. I could tell by the way he tenderly placed every morsel from me into the opening of his mouth. He wanted in and not out. Even though I was from the north and he was from the south, he knew he wanted to spend a lifetime with me, even if he had to relocate and travel the longest route. These were his intimate thoughts, and because I was made for him, his body language helped me to figure out what he was secretly thinking about. The lights dinged at the same time over the crown of our heads, and both our minds by the other was read. He said, "Now that our intimate thoughts have been revealed, let's continue and preserve the beauty of this moment with a permanent seal, because God said this love is real." The lights were dim, the candles were lit. He picked me up and carried me over to a finely hand-carved 16-foot table and laid me down in the table's center. He proceeded to explain his actions, and his language became quite poetic. He said, "The beauty of a table is its center, and the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. From the moment I laid on my eyes on you, I knew you were a winner, and I am glad that you are my Thanksgiving Day dinner. My heart pumps rapidly from the overflow of my love for you that dwells within. It almost feels like a sin to want you so much. Some will perhaps mistake it for lust, but I know that it isn't, because in my heart to you, to love you is a must. I know our union is just not about sex, but about the way our mind, body, and souls connect. Our lips lock perfectly aligned for a French kiss. We occasionally come up for breath and gaze in the warmth of each other's eyes, piercing the soul because our love runs to a measure of abyss. The navigation technique you used peruse my body, starting from my lips, licking from every corner, then warming them, biting the nape of my neck, leaving your marks of passion on it, proceeding to my breasts, fondling and caressing them, adoring their roundness and their colossal size, switching gears, and your tongue leaving treads to the trail of my stomach to the core of my navel, where puddles of raspberry marmalade lies waiting for you to break more bread and sup. I can't tell you how this moment makes me feel. the way you are taking your time with me, not eating in a rush, tells me that you are satisfied and our union is solidified and this moment is upright and spiritual. The chords of our compositions and our moans are lyrical. You say you are impressed with my confidence, wowed by my loveliness, awed by my business savvy, enlightened by my godliness, and are naturally drawn to me. And everything about me is praiseworthy, and you wouldn't change a thing about me. But I say the feeling is reciprocal. I am overjoyed with your confidence, wowed by your gorgeousness, impressed with your leadership, thrilled by your godliness, and naturally drawn to you. And everything about you is credible, and I wouldn't change a thing about you. Our scales balanced, our passion is sweet, our union is complete, and the truth of our love runs infinitely deep. And that's my piece.
All right, that was great. Give yourself some applause. Give yourself some applause.
All right. Thank you. We'd like to just take this moment to just acknowledge the people that we have in the chat room. We'd like to acknowledge Ms. Cindy Smith-Jordan. Thank you so much for being here. Guest 4631, thank you for being here, taking a time out of your busy schedule. Guest 477, guest 4861, guest 4958, guest 4969, Soft Kisses 63, Stevie, my co-host, and White It Out. We are so delighted to have you this evening. And the number to call in is 917-932-8881. Feel free to recite your piece because, you know, everybody's been bringing it this evening. And we just love on you poets that when you come in and share your expression, words of expression. It's such a wonderful thing. Okay. We're going to keep the show rolling. I guess our guest is not coming this evening. We do realize things come up, so let's keep the show rolling. We're going to take a brief intermission and leave you with some more music here. Let's go with one of my favorites. Oh, I just love Maxwell, so let me play him.
Man, and out all over town.
I just have a bad habit of listening to Maxwell. He's just something awfully wonderful about that man's voice. But we're going to keep it moving. We do have some more callers that's coming onto the line here, and we're going to just keep the show rolling and take the next caller here. Caller 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Caller 631. Okay.
631, that's Strong Island. Strong Island, are you in the house? I guess not.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the next caller then. Caller 503, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G on the Poetic Energy. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. What do you have for us this evening?
Hi, you caught me off guard. I hadn't put my hand up yet.
Okay.
Well, you have to help me choose now. I've got a poem called Confession, one that's called Room with a View, or one that's called It's Not Always Poetic. One's erotica, one's about faith, and one's about love.
Human meaning, mighty morals. Whatever one you want to do.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
You may have time to. More than one, so let's take it down the list.
What do you like?
So
which one do you like
so
the best? Which one you like the best?
Oh, I like the erotica best, but I'm not going to start out with that.
Okay.
Let's do the one about faith. Okay.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Nyla Alicia.
Kayla, welcome back. I thought your voice sounded familiar.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead and do you, girl.
This is one that I just wrote. I'm going to be performing it this weekend, so it'll do me well to practice it. It's called It's Not Always Poetic. I know you have bad days, but we don't talk about those. You just pretend you're tired, and I pretend not to notice when the blood urine appears like a sudden, dark, angry, narcissistic shadow screaming, "You can't ignore me." When it happens, neither of us look. We just don't. Like, looking at it somehow makes it real, and it's not real. It's just not. You'll make an excuse about needing something from the refrigerator, and I'll say something about needing a smoke, except we both know I quit 6 months ago. But we don't talk about that either. Your footsteps won't lead to the kitchen. Instead, they'll disappear into your room. And I'll disappear to the front porch, where I breathe in deep the fear of my own mortality. I think about the book your aunt gave you. Think about it sitting in there, in the middle of a coffee table, filled with poems about courage and faith. What a bunch of bullshit. It's goddamn bullshit. Don't you dare. Don't you bloody dare tell me how I should feel right now. Life isn't always a fucking poem. I am scared to death. End poem.
All right, that was good.
Okay, Nyla, let's show you some over here. Let's get our thoughts on here.
What's that, honey?
Okay, let's get it going.
She's trying to give you some applause, but she's messing up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, there it is. All right, Nyla, you always bring it.
Thank you, that was really good.
Thank you.
That was
very different. Very different write for me.
You made
me
feel like I was watching you.
I think you're going to do quite well this weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Quite well. Do you have another one for me?
Do you want another one? Is there another caller?
Sure. Well, yeah, we do have... the other caller is still on the line, and so they're not speaking right now, so we'll just allow you to do another piece.
Okay. All right, should I do love or erotica? Help me.
Love.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. All right. I like this one. It's called Room with a View. You come back. Why? And why now, after all this time? After so many walls have been built, overgrown with graffiti vines, dropping the leaves of too many and not enough words said. Why now, when the bridges have stopped smoldering and the sky is clear, when fish have returned to the river again? Still, there you are, on the other side, on top of walls, you scaled so easily. But it's always been easy for you, hasn't it? You with your monkey tongue and double-jointed smile, making a child's play of my mystery, like when you sent the stars to woo me, disguised as dark chocolate truffles. Now again, after all this time, after all my hard work, you're there, just like before, tossing pebbles at my window. I sit at my desk, writing this, listening to the tap, 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 like static echoing from our past, buried past, making a shambles of all I did to put you away. There are too many doors and not enough keys, too many skeletons needing reassembling to fix this. Stop it. I see you there, precariously perched, looking like hell, your white flag arms floundering in air, hands flying like white doves, cooing to get my attention. Do you know how ridiculous you look? I stare out my window, wondering why. Why now? Why after all this time? And wondering why I never learned how to read lips. End poem.
All right.
Naira, you have such intense pieces. How long does it take you to normally write a piece like that?
You know, it's weird. I'll get an idea in my head, and I sit down, and it's like I have to hold on to my pen for dear life, and I just write until I stop. And I don't go back and do a lot of editing. Sometimes I'll take out some fluff words here and there, or anything that's repetitive, I'll try to find a word to replace it with, because I don't like using the same word over again in a poem unless it's intentional. But it just,
I can feel the intensity from your pen. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we so appreciate you coming by and gracing us with those two pieces, and feel free, you're welcome at all, anytime.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me share. I don't get a chance to read very often, so it's very cool for me.
We appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll
talk to you guys later.
Okay, caller from the 631 area code. Are you there? Okay.
That's Strong Island. She's got her phone on mute.
I don't know.
I can do it.
Okay, we're going to keep it going here. We still got 42 minutes left in the show, so we're going to keep, and apparently our featured guest is not going to show this evening, and so we're going to just keep it moving right along, and I'm going to, Stevie, did you want to recite a piece? All right. Well,
you know, I always got a little something. This is one of my favorite poems that I've written. So, it's called Stroll. Like you're strolling down the avenue. That kind of stroll. Okay, here it goes. Stroll. As I sit down to write about the things in life, they may not be what you want to hear, but it's my world, my atmosphere. From my life I transpose to a pen, to paper, the thoughts I keep within. It ain't like I got a bite from yours. Usually when I knock, it opens doors. I've done the wilding out way back then when I had to get mine because my pockets were thin. Hanging out under the street lights on Saturday night, singing with the brothers, the harmony was tight. Going to a party to get in cost 25 cents. Walking to the basement, you could smell the incense. Sisters was fly, I mean fly for real. I'm down there dancing, trying to cop a feel. Shit all hard, I'm all horny. Next thing you know, pussy all up on me. Back then, I was pushing a 69 decent quarter and beating the brakes off my neighbor's daughter. My grandma, man, I miss her. I know she's resting in peace. So sorry that her life had to cease. We used to do some crazy shit to get high, drink a bottle of cough syrup and chase it with Bally High. Y'all remember the citrus malt liquor? Hopping Gator, got your ass drunk quicker. But gradually we grow old and change, and before you know it, our lives rearrange. Some go east, some go west, some kiss ass just to impress. This one north and this one south, didn't make no difference as long as we got out. We either learned our lesson or went straight to jail or died and went straight to hell. But God knows growing up was fun. Some shit you did wise, some shit you did dumb. My mom's always schooled me on what life could do. It could give you opportunity and break you down too. So I'm glad to take you down this memory lane stroll so you can read my life and its stages unfold. I'm done. I'm going to lay the pen down, but it ain't over. I'm just done for now. And that's my piece.
All right, now, y'all, that was my co-host. Let me clap it up for him now.
Thank
All right.
Thank you for all that extra applause.
Well, you so deserve it. You brought the fire, so why not?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep it moving, we're going to, well, I guess I can do another piece here. This is just a short piece. It's called Your Joy Resumes. This is a piece that I wrote last year. It's just a simple little piece here. My dear friend, though your day is filled with gloom, let me lay it down so your heart's joy will resume. Borrow from my essence and let my fragrance fill your room, and turn on the music to your heart's beat to a melodious tune. No, this is not about sex. This is about being a friend preserved in a golden treasure chest. When you're feeling down and blue, know there is someone always thinking pleasant thoughts of you. Reflect on the good that has been granted you. Meditate on the things that brings melody to your heart. Even if sometimes you have to push replay just so the joy can restart, I know that we are far apart, but these are the sentiments of my heart. Let your life be sprinkled with nothing but the best, and all I want for you is to be relaxed and soothed, and for your heart's joy again to be resumed. Don't sweat the small stuff and live life in full bloom. All I want for you is to be a man full of joy and a love in your life that not void. Even if I am not the one next to you, rubbing your head, soothing your mind, and dousing you with fine oils and massaging your chest, borrow from my essence, and I pray that God will send you nothing but the best. Mr. Beautiful Heart, I wrote this especially for you, and now it's a part of my poetic chest. I hope you accept this from a friend wishing you nothing but the best. I send you love from my golden treasure chest. Now we and my pen must sit down and rest. And that's my piece.
All right. Oh, thanks. Give yourself some applause.
Okay, we got 36 minutes left in the show, and we're going to hit you with another song and take like a few minutes brief intermission, and then we'll come back with a little bit more poetry. How about that? Let's go with something different here. People always seem to like Heather Hadley, so we're going to roll with that.
I
Okay, okay. We're back on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Poetic Energy, and my co-host is Stevie G. All right, we do have more callers on the switchboard, so we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 201 area code, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G.
Good evening, Michelle. It's T.L. DeSam calling back. I hope I have time to do just one more.
Is this Tony?
Yes, you do. We still
yes,
have 30 minutes left
Tony.
In the show.
Tony, you my home girl. You know that, right?
Not for nothing. You know, I got to break the ice sooner or later. I wrote
Tony,
this for my son
from?
In 2008. I'm close to the George Washington Bridge over here. But I'm outside of Fort Lee. You know,
right,
that's
yeah,
a little quaint little town. I was born in Newark.
Yeah, I'm from Newark. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
East Orange,
yeah.
Anyway.
Cool. Nice knowing you, Steve. I bet. The name of this one is called The Unknowable Future, and I wrote this for my son, Anthony, so I dedicate this to him. The unknowable future is always known, lived by your lifestyle, forever shown. By the way that you gesture, your whole heart speaks. By the tears and laughter, taste so sweet. By the way that you helped others, although locked yourself in despair. By the way that we still look for you, although you're not here. In my heart there are roses and a sky so blue, and I know that forever there'll be but one of you. And I sit and I think outlines of your beautiful face, one dimple on this side, a grin in your smile that leaves a trace of our past but now our future, and God, you know it's true, how you blessed me with the one that would bring me to you.
Oh, my goodness, Tony. You know I cannot let this go without giving you your proper due.
Wow, that's a touchy piece. I understand where it's coming from.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
Thank you so
Tony,
much,
that
guys.
Was so beautiful.
And I
that
tell you what, this will be
heart.
One night that will go down in the book of memories forever for me.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
very
come
much.
Back and join us. Come back and join us. Don't leave.
Absolutely. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. I've been enjoying the poems by others, so I'm going to continue doing that. But I figured I'd jump back in the line real quick. So thank you
all
much.
Right,
all right.
Feel free to come back anytime.
Absolutely.
Okay, that was such a touching piece. My heart is over here palpitating, you know, when words like that just really penetrate your heart, it's just like you kind of get emotional a little bit. But I'm going to keep it all together and keep the show rolling. We got 28 minutes left in the show. We are going to do another piece I have. Okay. Let's see. This piece is called Key to My Heart. Crepes decorated with strawberries and cream, banana nut pancakes covered with freshly sliced banana with that poured like silk, all washed down with a warm cup of milk. The International House of Pancakes is the spot where we chose to collaborate and connect the dots. We wanted to create a long-lasting friendship, so we both decided to make a commitment to truly understand what it is to be intimate. He took my hand, I made a stand. Right then and there we made the decree that the purest form of intimacy was to practice safe sex, celibacy. This intimacy tip was a trip, but as our life stories began to unfold, truth be told, this kind of love is what makes true love hold. With lyrical projection and heartfelt expressions, he knew that I wanted more than a man with an erection. I needed a man that gave me a spiritual connection. With much conversation, we covered so many important topics. We found out that we had so much in common. We both were talking, walking the same path, and walking parallel on every track. Our friendship deepened, and not a day would go by where we didn't call or stop by just to say hi. Sometimes holding one another and kissing passionately, our loins would ignite a volcanic fire. And anytime he wanted to rumble in the hay to have intercourse, he penetrated me, not between my thighs, but with his loving eyes. We showed one another that true intimacy made you free. There were no inhibitions, no limits, or hazardous conditions. The love and the friendship we shared with one another made headlines and graced major magazine covers. Sometimes I am amused that he chose me as his muse. I know this sounds like fantasy, but this man is chasing me. Like the prince searching Cinderella, seeing if the slipper fits, him wanting to share his love is with great urgency. Better yet, it's a state of emergency. I hear him praying to God, please guard her heart, while he's getting in position and making the transition from being the man in my vision and becoming my reality, and only the man written in my destiny to treasure and possess the key to my heart, and that's my piece.
All right. You're getting me hungry at the beginning of that piece.
Huh?
Let me get me hungry.
Everybody's talking about IHOP. Yeah, you just never know. Love happens in Canada. Thank you, thank you. So we're going to keep it rolling. Stevie, you got one more for us?
Yeah, honey, I can throw one at you.
Okay.
This piece is called Memories. I really like this piece. It's going to sadden a little, but it's a good piece. Anyway, it's called Memories. Hey, baby, I know you're here. I feel your presence. I'm in a room, and it's filled with your essence. The room is very dark, but I know you're near me. I expect in a moment you'll jump out and try to scare me. That's your personality. You love to play, and I wouldn't have you any other way. This place doesn't seem real, but yet your presence does. I guess I owe that to how you shower me with your love. I'm cold and I'm lonely and I need to hold you tight. It's pitch black in here. I'm waiting for daybreak to shed some light so I can see that vision of your lovely face. I smell some food cooking and I hear you saying grace. I hear my children talking and my grandkids too. I hear them saying, Mommy, Daddy really loves you. This seems like it's real, but I think it's a dream. Oops. Sorry.
That's all right. Keep it going.
I'm
That's
sorry.
Right.
I lost my place. It's, where did I end up there? Oh. This seems like it's real, but I think this is a dream. But I've been in dreams before, but they never were cold to me. Something's not right. I feel really different here. My skin, my smell, even the length of my hair. Then I heard one of my kids say, Daddy did that before he died. Then I heard my son say, yeah, and Mommy really cried. That's what made me realize why I was so cold. I've passed away, and I'm planted 6 feet in a hole. I passed on and gone, and I know not for how long, but my legacy and memory and my family lives on and on and on. And that's my piece. Sorry about that, y'all.
Oh, no, that, you know what, CBG, that, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you how much we appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're going to keep it going. Y'all, we have it up for my co-host, Stevie G. That was beautiful. Beautiful. All right, all right. We got 22 minutes left in the show. We're just going to take this moment to, again, acknowledge our guests in the chat room. 14 Tony, we so love you for coming out and hanging out with us this evening. Ms. Cindy Smith-Jordan, thank you for being here. Ms. Gemini619, thank you so much for hanging out and being a great supporter of the show. Guest 4631, thank you so much for being here. Guest 4777, Softest Kisses 63, my co-host Stevie G, The Speakeasy Cafe, and White It Out. Thank you so much for being here. We just so glad that you chose to hang out with us this evening. And we still got a few minutes left in the show, 21 minutes left in the show, so we're just going to keep it rolling. We're going to take a brief intermission, and I mean brief, and then we're going to come back with another piece.
Woo-hoo!
On the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and you're on the air with my co-host, Stevie G. That was Jill Scott with Give Me. You know, that's one of them head-bopping songs there. But we're going to keep the show rolling. We got 17 more minutes left to the show. We're just going to take this time out to make a few announcements. Starting next month, in the month of October, every second and fourth Monday, we will begin our educational segment. I always tell people that the show is going to be more about just poetry, but we want to touch the whole life experience and share with you a lot of things that encompasses me as a person based on my personal knowledge about things, my business, I want to share some things that I know and have experienced in my life with, you know, our listeners, and hopefully that some of the things I share can help somebody that's listening. On every second and fourth Monday, we will be doing educational segments dealing with finances, grant writing, business planning, different things like that, because these are some of the things that, you know, I've experienced about my own business before. On more than one time, I've had a nonprofit before, so it'll be things like that, but that'll only be the second and fourth Monday. We'll air on shows during the evening time, so approximately at 9 p.m., or we'll list the times as we go along if they, you know, end up changing. And then on Thursday night will be strictly open mic. No more featured guests on Thursday night. Instead, we'll have occasionally have featured guests, and they will come onto the show Wednesday night. Because sometimes I think it's just so important for people to learn more about people, and sometimes 30 minutes is not enough, especially when you have a very, very interesting guest, and some people may want to call in and ask that person questions. So we're going to kind of separate everything. And every Sunday morning, beginning this Sunday, we will have morning inspiration and candid conversations with me, and occasionally if my co-host decides that he wants to pop in. But that will be a show strictly geared toward spirituality, motivating people, bringing good music, spiritual music, uplifting music, and things of that nature. And then we will talk about, you know, real-life situations. Sometimes it'll be serious, and sometimes it'll be just humorous. But those are some of our announcements, and we're going to continue with the show. We got 14 minutes left. So we have another caller on the switchboard here, and so we're going to take that next caller. Caller 919, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. What do you have for us this evening?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I'm Jimmy 619.
What's up, Jimmy 619?
You found something.
There's a person
I'm
behind
glad you
that
called
name.
Me.
I'm very new at poetry. Actually, my boyfriend is more into poetry than I am. But I have tried a few pieces. I have wrote a few pieces. And actually, this was one of my first pieces. I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
It's called Lord, Send Me a Man. As a young woman, I prayed, Lord, send me a man. Lord, I want a man gorgeous, powerful, and drama-free. Perfect is what I envision him to be. But as I matured in life, experiencing the joys and pains, I realized it's the lessons learned, and my request began to change. Lord, send me a man that's right for me. I wasn't holding my breath and waiting, too busy with life, living and learning. Lord, send me the man that's right for me. And yes, he did answer. From the beginning, this man laid his neck down, thick and heavy, with his cap pimped to the side and a mischievous grin that screamed, ooh, so sexy. His performance was smooth and he was bold and self-assured, but I was reluctant and asked the Lord, are you sure? The Lord sent me a man and, oh, he delivered. This man, this big, beautiful man, from his boisterous laugh and zany humor, he'll captivate you from the word go. He's a diamond. He's a one-man show. He's talented, seductive, and sensitive, and commands respect, and I never know what will come out of his mouth next. His words touch the inner depths of my heart. He speaks to me. And when he told me he loved me, I knew he was serious and would never say those words freely. God, how do I love this man since you knew our fate from the start? Love him. Love him. The way he loves you with all of your heart. That's the end.
Terminal. Girl, that is so beautiful. My heart is wonderful. It's so beautiful.
Nice piece,
that was
Jimmy.
A faint pouring of the spirit. Oh, my goodness. Listen, wait a minute. I can't let you go without showing you your, giving you your proper due.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
You almost made one cry on that one, right?
Well, I was inspired.
Wow,
I was inspired by
I'm so
man.
Glad you decided to share that with us. See how that means.
You
so
I was
enjoyed
inspired
that
by you, man. Thank you. Thank you for having
me. I'm glad
me.
To share more often.
I
nice
will.
Poem, Jimmy.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All
bye
right,
bye.
All right. That was a beautiful piece by Gemini 619. She is one of our faithful supporters of the show, and we so love and appreciate her.
Thank you.
We're
going to
just go keep the show rolling here.
All thank right.
Thank you, Gemini 619. Bye-bye. All right. We got 10 minutes left in the show. And you know the show has just been rolling and rolling, so we're just going to keep it rolling. And I'm going to do, unless we get another caller, I'm just going to go ahead with another simple piece. I wrote this some time ago. It's called A Love Without. Without price, his love is priceless. Without fear, his love is fearless. Without boundary, his love is boundless. Without doubt, his love is doubtless. Without pain, his love is painless. Without stain, his love is stainless. Without change, his love is changeless. Without cease, his love is perpetual, not sexual. Without pity, his love is longing and yearning. Without obscurity, his love is discerning. Good for every man's learning. Without end, his love is endless. I can go on with the list of lover's bliss and even seal it with a kiss. The fact is this, a love without the signs of commitment is a love without defense and before and therefore defenseless. And that's my piece. Simple little piece. But
tight. That was really tight. I like that. Sometimes simple is good, though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes simple is great.
Okay. We have 8 minutes left in the show, and I'm just loving the energy that's been in the place today. It's been
any more
so
calls?
Many wonderful calls. Pardon?
Any more calls?
No. We still have 631 hanging in there, but
let me see.
631, you're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Are you there? Do you want to speak?
Hello, this is Cindy through Jordan from Long Island.
Oh, hi, Cindy. I didn't know that was your number again. Oh, okay. Do you have another piece for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, go ahead on.
It's called...
Go on, Strong Island.
It's called A Man Like You. It goes like this. A man like you is so easy to be mistaken for a lover and a friend who never quit until the end. I say it again and again, don't judge a man by the way he looks, the way he smells, or the fancy books he reads. Just judge him by his actions, because these will certainly give you a reaction. Just plan to stay for more satisfaction. It's not over by a long shot. A man like you will have to do. See ya.
And that was short and sweet.
All right. See, I love love the way you just hit the end. But all right, let me give you a proper two, all right?
Okay.
All right, Miss Cindy, that's all right. That's all right. I'm so glad you decided to come out to the show tonight and just bless us with those pieces that you've brought for us. Very brave of you. I knew you could do it.
I'm scared, but I have to get over it.
Yeah, you did fine.
All right. I see, Stevie G, you have a new name, so everybody will be referring to you as Miss Strong Island, so that's going to be your new poetic name on the show.
Okay.
You're from Strong Island.
All right,
hey,
all right. We got to
Poetic E. Poetic Miss,
yes.
Miss E. I got one more I like to kick.
All right.
I like to drop it like it's hot.
All right, drop it down now.
This one is called Eardrops. And it goes like this. There I go. Do the words ring a bell? They are to Moody's Moving for Love, and I know them very well. My mom's played it all my life, along with Dakota Staten, Give Me the Simple Life. Listen to the content and the lyrics. Not only should your ears, but your heart should hear it. You just can't bob your head and vibe to a beat. The lyrics of the song are the real heartbeat. Think about the songs back in the day. I know I can't forget, and they went this way. Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? And between love and hate, there's a thin line. If you don't know me by now, oh yeah, and bet you by golly wow, sparkle in your eyes and my. Is that taking you back? How about the temps singing Psychedelic Shack? Soften it up a touch and let's just kiss and say goodbye and take you way to hell back when smoke gets in your eye. These songs are embedded in the archives of my memory. Turn back the hands of time and Sam Cooke's You Send Me. Earth, Wind, and Fire said, keep your head to the sky. And then they gave you the reasons why. And let's not leave out Brother Luther Vandross. He didn't sing this, but we're closer than close. But he did sing If Only for One Night. And how the hell could we forget Skin Tight? This is my little blast from the past. Just a little history for that ass. I'll come back another day, but for today, I did it my way, and that's my piece.
You know what, Stephen G? All right now. That's my co-host, y'all.
Thank you.
Steve, I enjoyed that. Now, you know, hands down, I don't care what new singer come out, ain't no way I'm not having you sing at my wedding. You are going to be there.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, we have 3 minutes remaining in the show. We've made it 90 minutes, and the show is still going to go on. All right. Somebody else said I may have him sing at my wedding too. All right, Mr. CBG, I'm getting you some business. You better get some business cards.
I hope y'all buying tickets. I hope y'all buying tickets. And fly me all over the country.
If it's worth paying for, why not? All right. We need some of that old school music back, you know. It's just not around no more.
Yeah, we sure do. That show is missed, I tell you.
All right. We're going to keep it going here. We have 2 minutes remaining in the show. And I guess I can do another short piece here. I think that I've already done this piece before, but to take the time away, I'll read it again. This piece is called from a piece from my book, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Splashes. It's called Yearning Love. Barely visible in the dusk of the calming heavens, the moonlight silver lining escaping the lids of my mental conceptions, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to one consistency, one complexion. Eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you. The pages of my life unravels and reveals yet another part of me that includes you. I got to have you. My heart aches for you all the night through. It needs to lay parallel with you. My soul moves steadily towards you. It gravitates to you. Like a magnet in a field of metal, but only my metal sticks to you. It's made for you. Your heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love wouldn't be love without beginning and ending with you. Eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I will not open them up unless I'm opening them up to behold you. And that's that piece. We'd like to take this time and thank everybody for coming on out once again, supporting the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We'd like to thank all the artists that came through and shared with us your wonderful, wonderful pieces. We do welcome you back anytime. And we'd like to give a special thanks to Jim619 for sharing her piece, because she is one of our biggest supporters of the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We just so love her for that. And I'd like to thank my co-host, who always does a wonderful job in balancing the show. So at this time, we just like to take it out with a little bit of music. And until next time, love you. All right.
Bye. Thank you. You might win.